ઘરમાં ઇઝ વેરી ઓફન રિટન ઇન અનધર વર્ડ સ્વધર્મ. દેર ઇઝ ધર્મ બટ દેર ઇઝ ઓલ્સો સ્વધર્મ. ધર્મ ઇઝ સમથિંગ યુનિવર્સલ. ઓલ ધીસ દેટ આઈ હેવ ટોલ્ડ યુ આર યુનિવર્સલ. બટ એપાર્ટ ફ્રોમ દેટ દેર ઇઝ એ સ્પેશિયલ ધર્મ ઓફ ઇચ વન. દેર ઇઝ ધર્મ વિચ ઇઝ વેલિડ ઓર ટ્રુ ફોર એવરીબડી. But India has said that apart from this, there is something special for everyone. I may be equipped with a certain quality. You may be equipped with another quality. Therefore, my dharma, what is right for me will be quite different from what is right for you. Don't judge in dharma all as if uniform. That is a wrong judgment. You ask a child to make a speech. Now he will make his speech at his best. His pronunciation may be not absolutely correct. His tonality will not be continuous and uniform. He will not be so fluent. He may not be so very articulate. And yet you will say, beautiful. When he finishes his speech, you'll say, wonderful, correct, right. You don't expect from the child the kind of speech that you would expect from an orator. If the orator speaks like the child, you'll say, failed. He is not a good orator. So you should not judge the child with the measurement of a big one. You should not measure the big one with the measurement of a small one. That is why India says that when you speak of dharma, if you have good patience at a very high level, it is good. Children are normally impatient, but even if you show some patience, bravo, it's very good. Even some patience in child is a great quality. But if an adult one shows only small patience, that is no good. The big one should show tremendous patience, in fact, infinite patience. As Sri Aurobindo says, God has infinite patience towards us. If he had not infinite patience for us, he would be punishing everybody, because everybody, how imperfect we are. But he is very patient. He allows each one to develop in his own way, in his own rhythm, extremely patient. So, first point about Swadharma is that you take each individual, take his qualities, his condition, his station, his age, his abilities, his potentialities, and then see how much he is expressing all those dharmas, conditions which I have shown, and then judge whether it is right for him or not right for him. What is good for one is not good for another. There is a proverb, isn't it? What is food for one is poison for another. It could be. So you should be quite careful. Do not apply the same yardstick for everybody. So while speaking of dharma, you should not be rigid. There are many people who are very rigid about dharma. You know, there are many pandits who take good bath in the morning in the Ganges. And even if they meet somebody who has not taken bath and his shadow falls upon him, he feels that he is polluted. Because he feels, I have become impure only by the shadow of somebody who has not taken a bath. This is a rigid application of dharma. Cleanliness is good, quite all right. But don't be rigid. That man who has not taken bath, you have taken bath. There is already a distinction between the two. What is dharma for you is not dharma for him. Apply the condition of cleanliness to one who has taken bath. But one who has not taken bath, don't apply to him the same condition. Be very careful, be very tender, be very discriminative. Now this is a small explanation of Swadharma. Sri Krishna says in one of the verses of the Bhagavad Gita that you should always find out your Swadharma. Every individual has not only to find out what is dharma, but he should also find out his Swadharma. And each one should be careful not to imitate other one. Another may have his own dharma. So he says, you discover your dharma and be true to your dharma and do not imitate the dharma of another. Very often human mind compares and judges and puts people together and competes. In the case of dharma, no competition. Everyone should find out his dharma. Not be required to follow the dharma of somebody else. Let everyone follow on his own line. Many parents, for example, who have many five, six children, we have five brothers, and my mother always used to make a mistake. What my eldest brother wanted to do, I should also be wanting to do. Without realizing that I am a fourth one, and my eldest is the eldest one, it's a mistake. He may succeed in something, I may fail in it, and I will be punished because my elder brother has passed and I have not passed, so punishment for the younger one. This is wrong. Many teachers also make the same mistake. That is why some good teachers like Ditti always say that we should allow each one to move on his own line of development, which is very correct. Everyone should be allowed to move at his own rhythm. Some may be fast, some may be slow. One who is fast, allow him to move fast. One who is slow, allow him to go slow. Don't impose one law upon the other. Not one dharma on the other dharma. Be very patient.